USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and South Korea have officially announced that their annual joint military exercises, a particular irritant for North Korea, are ending for good. They'll be replaced by smaller maneuvers instead. Just back from his summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump tells CPAC the U.S. relationship with North Korea is still strong.
We made a lot of progress, and we'll continue to make progress, and I really think what we're doing there is very important. But we actually had a walk, but I think we had a very good meeting. In fact, when I came home, they put out a statement that actually they were willing to do much less on the sanction front.
While the president was speaking, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was launching his second presidential campaign with a rally in his hometown. He called President Trump the most dangerous commander-in-chief in modern history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Flooding caused by days of heavy rain led to a massive flood near the Russian River in California's wine country. Scott Ziegler tells KGO his mechanic shop in Guerneville was ruined by 8 feet of water.
We were expecting bad. Total loss, probably wasn't expecting that.
Sonoma County officials say teams are out this weekend to inspect some 2,600 homes, leaving green, yellow, or red tags, each based on the extent of damage. SpaceX is now on the verge of flying humans for the first time.
3, 2, 1. Zero. Ignition. Liftoff.
The company's new Crew Dragon capsule, which was built to carry NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, has blasted off from Cape Canaveral. It doesn't have people on board yet, but a successful test flight could mean astronauts may be on board by this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
While announcing the U.S. will pay up to $1 million for information concerning the whereabouts of the new leader of Al-Qaeda, State Department officials revealed the success of the Rewards for Justice program. John Clemens reports.
A son of Osama bin Laden, Hamza, is the latest focus of the Rewards for Justice program. Mike Evenoff is with the State Department.
Since its inception in 1984, the program has paid in excess of $150 million U.S. dollars to more than 100 people, individuals, that prevented international terrorist attacks or helped to bring terrorists to justice.
His message to Hamza bin Laden?
We are looking for you, and we will get you.
I'm John Clemens.
Disney is putting the finishing touches on its much-anticipated Star Wars attraction. The land, which is called Galaxy's Edge, is set to open later this year. With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Disneyland is preparing to give Star Wars fans a taste of space in its newest coming attraction. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens this year, both this summer in California and this fall in Florida. It's designed to deliver a fully physical and immersive experience with a look, feel, sound, smells, and even tastes of Star Wars. On a 14-acre playground with character interactions, unique food, and shopping and plenty of rides. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.